I'm Only Sleeping is like John at his introspective, beautiful best. For some reason, I just get a real picture of him.
When you talk to anybody that knew him at the time, his kind of lifestyle seemed to be sitting at home, reading magazines, watching television, sometimes staying in bed, sometimes just kind of lying on a sofa.
You see Lennon saying, hey, I think it's okay to just, you know, hang out in bed and not worry about, you know, everyone is running around and they have all these stresses and all these pressures. And I think, you know, I think it's time I just kind of chilled out and stayed in bed. You can start to feel some of the wear and tear that they've been going through by being in the public eye for probably 3 or 4 years at that point, and just having all these expectations and all this weight upon them, and you start to feel that in some of the tone of the music.
I don't know what was up with I'm Only Sleeping. I was 18 years old when I first came across Revolver. I was a freshman at USC, possibly because I was in those teenage years where all you want to do is sleep, and I was like, I love this song, this is all I want to do. And I actually do a jazz piano version of it where I just do the stride in the left hand where it's like, dunk, 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 when I wake up early in the morning, dun, dun, dun. So it's just a great song. It could be covered in many ways.
These songs feel so internal and floaty, you know?
And a respect for the sleep stage, I think, which...
Or the semi-sleep stage, you know, which is... To me, that's kind of what it is. It's like he's not all the way asleep, but he's floating, you know, float downstream. And it's where creativity comes from, in a way, really, you know, deep stuff.
Well, there are a couple things that are interesting about the backward guitar licks in I'm Only Sleeping. It is a meticulous process given the technology of 1966, where I think what they had to work with were four-track machines, and then it was just pure experimentation with sound. So it's recording something, running it through some type of processor, and just doing whatever you could to distort it. It's like the MacGyver approach of producing. It's like, okay, we have a paperclip, a rubber band, and a pencil, and we're going to make a song.